1990s nostalgia is a hot cultural trend of late, with movies such as Detective Pikachu getting ready to hit screens and fast fashion retailers being influenced by 90s styles. The 90s are back. But here to talk about it in greater detail are two guys, Kirk and Alex, who run a shop called The Stitch Shop, a 1990s and 2000s inspired clothing store in King Street. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hey,
how are you, Max?
Good, thanks. Well, my first question is, where did you get the idea from? And why the 90s and 2000s specifically?
A lot of time spent sitting on a couch watching people going thrift shopping, basically.
Going thrift shopping ourselves and just collecting stuff over the years. Yeah. We just saw other people doing it and, yeah, we like, let's have a crack at it. We had tons of stuff we've hoarded over the years and collected and, yeah, just thought we'd do it. We don't want to pay high prices, so we'll open somewhere. Let's
give it a red hot go, see what happens. Here we are.
Well, fair enough then. But is there a specific type of clothing from the 90s that you guys actually seek out, or are you flexible in sort of what you're willing to sell? Like, could I walk in there and buy, say, a 90s suit?
Not really a 90s suit. We get your 90s tracksuit.
Yeah.
Definitely one of those.
More sports-orientated,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, sort of sports-orientated. Like.
Old Air Maxes, Jordans, like basketball, running, like track and field kind of stuff. I guess it goes back to like streetwear even and stuff like that. Like, there's a few like older Supreme pieces in there, which is now like a fashion label, if you want to call it that.
I mean, those must be worth a fortune.
Some of them have some stupid prices to them, to be honest. Like, I don't
some of the early,
see why.
Some of the early Supreme shirts are worth like thousands of
500,
thousands.
600 bucks. Like, jackets for like a couple grand and stuff. Yeah, it's
some pretty
wild. Some
of the stuff in stores is crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, so I guess it's more than just a clothing store, or is it strictly just about the clothes?
Nah. We got like the games. We got Street Fighter Machine and like Mario Kart or Smash Bros. Always on free play. Heaps of people just roll in and just like, can we just sit down? I was like, man, that's what it's there for. Like,
oh yeah, we got like heaps of toys and stuff on the shelves, video games as well for sale. Like, just
trying to have
pieces.
That mix up that no one else really has at the moment, and more than just like want to sell stuff, just want to like get people in, talk about it. You know, talk about a bit about what we sell with them and see what they like, and you know, find a mutual ground, I guess. And like mates, we've now made mates from the shop that come in pretty much every day to at least sit down for 20 minutes and have a chat, which is pretty sweet.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. It's great. It's almost like a community service in a way.
Yeah, if you could call it that, I guess.
Yeah, much like this station, but I mean, have people been receptive to the idea of a clothing store selling items of this era?
Yeah, people love it. Man. 90s is in at the moment.
90s is hot.
What people want.
But why?
I don't know. People just...
It's a nostalgia thing. Like, people remember every
Street
little...
Street Sharks and all that. They want to be like, hey, take home to their girlfriend.
Looney Tunes cups from, like, Movie World from back in, like,
people
the early
like, 2000s. They have memories associated with these items from back when they were younger, and they want to, you know, really not relive it, but just have this
it
cool
brings,
stuff to
it
bring
brings
back
an easier time of life. You know, you had no worries when you were, like, a kid.
But... Do you think there's something more about, like, does that say something about sort of how millennials are in that they're nostalgic for basically their childhoods? I mean, that's probably for everybody, really, but do you think that's more so because of things like social media and because of sort of this meme of the 90s kid?
I don't know. It's like help. Like, all those 90s kids memes, like, you know, only cool kids will remember this shit.
But it's even like 30 and 40-year-olds come in and they're like, you know, what, born in the late 70s and stuff. And they're like, man, this is sick. I could bring all of my mates that are like 40 plus and love every little piece about it. And it's like they remember, obviously being a bit older going through it, they had the money to afford, I guess, like the Air Maxes and stuff coming through in the 90s. And
like those kids who were born in like 1981 or something, they're like, you know, 10, 11, 12 when like Street Fighter and that came out in the arcades and... I'll see it in the store.
Yeah, like my brother's like 10 years on me and he used to just sit at the chip shop up, like fish and chip shop up the road and play Street Fighter for all his pocket money he had and stuff. And it's like so many people come in and I just sit down and blast it. And
there's no way that has like, you can't go in and just play around on a Street Fighter machine without feeling like cramped or anything. It's sort of cool.
Or paying for it at an arcade.
Yeah. Right. I mean, something like a Street Fighter cabinet is very, very 90s.
Yeah.
And I mean, even your outfits... ladies and gentlemen, these people, they've walked out straight out of 1997.
Dressed
for radio.
For
radio.
They're time travelers. But, yeah, well, look, I mean, okay, how can our listeners and people who are interested, how can they find out more about the Stitch Up?
583 King Street, come on down.
Yeah, okay. Probably Instagram's your best bet.
Yeah.
At thestitchup.sydney.
Okay.
We're on,
I think that's what we run. We don't really do like Facebook and stuff like that. It's just,
we have a Facebook, we don't really, you know.
It's not active, you know. Yeah. We have it there, but Google us. I think we're on Google now.
Yeah, we're
Google. I don't think Google Maps knows where we are. I think it sends people to the city, but like...
We're in Newtown. We're at New St. Peter's
Yeah,
Station.
Newtown. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's a five-minute, everyone, it's a five-minute walk from St. Peter's Station. And that was Kirk and Alex from The Stitch Up. And they were telling us about sort of how it came to be and how it's going.